The proposal is before the state labor department rather than the legislature. Both local sides in the debate met yesterday in the Irishman Pub and Eatery in Williamsville to talk about the labor department proposal. Right now, a high percentage of waitstaff get a $7.50 an hour minimum, plus tips, and bar and restaurant owners estimate they're getting at least as much in tips and paying income taxes on that. Glen Park Tavern owner Ellie Grenauer says making that all part of the pay is way too expensive.
I would love to give all my staff a $2 raise an hour, you know, but we can't afford it. And if they keep hitting us with more increases, that it actually makes it much less fair on the back of house people who deserve that extra money.
She says the governor's proposal is misguided. Sean Regan is president of the local chapter of the State Restaurant Association and general manager of the Consumers Pub at the Park, the former Pettibones. Regan says the higher minimum would be bad for business for everyone in the restaurant area because costs would rise.
Maybe they're going downstairs and getting a hot dog instead of a larger meal in the restaurant. That takes profitability away from our restaurant. Now we have the ballpark, so it's a little bit different than just the restaurant than other locations, but it hurts everybody. I'll have less servers on. We won't have the business. I won't have to have as many servers working.
Some waitstaff workers say they see tips as a sign they did a good job in serving a meal, and getting rid of that would bring people in for the pay and not for the customers. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.